title means prompt assistance. And this title of Our Lady honors the fact that when we pray to our Blessed Mother in urgent need, she doesn't wait to help us. She helps us right away, if we pray as we should. And I especially like to celebrate this feast because it is an American feast. Sometimes we read about miracles. We read apparitions of Our Lady. We read about Our Lady appearing at Fatima and at Lourdes and La Salette and different shrines. And it seems they're always in Europe or other countries. But this is the story of a miracle, several miracles, which took place right in our own country on the part of our Blessed Mother on behalf of the Americans. Now it begins, the story begins in France. Now apparently the Bishop of New Orleans had asked different religious orders in France to come to America, to send religious to help him with schools and starting convents and so forth in the city of New Orleans. This is in the early days. And so one of those who responded was a sister in France named Sister Mary Michael. And she had a small group of, she was an Ursuline nun, and she had a small group of nuns, and they wanted to go to New Orleans to start a convent there. And they had to get permission to do this, and they went to the superior, and the superior wasn't really keen on the idea. And the superior said, I'll tell you what, if you get permission from the Pope within a month, then you can go. Now that was like asking them to do the impossible, because the Pope at that time, I believe this was in the year 1810, the Pope was Pope Pius VII, and he was in prison. Napoleon had imprisoned the Pope. And so for them to get a message to the Pope had to pass through various channels, and to get a message back from the Pope would take many, many months. So it was asking the impossible. But this nun made a promise to Our Lady that if she received the permission on time, which had to be within a month, she would promote devotion to Our Lady under this title in the New World, particularly in New Orleans. And so she received her answer to the surprise of everyone from the Pope almost immediately. And he said, yes, you have my permission to go to America and to start this convent with your sisters that are going with you. And so she had a statue of Our Lady made holding the Christ child, and she went to New Orleans and started a convent and promoted this devotion to Our Lady under this title of prompt assistance there in New Orleans. And it so happened a couple years later that there was a terrible fire in the city. And you know how sometimes when a fire starts, it can spread very fast and it's hard to stop. And if it happens in a city, then it can be especially dangerous. Now, this was 200 years ago. This is before they had fire engines. They probably had some kind of equipment that they would drag by horses, but they didn't have trucks and things. And so when a fire started in a city, it was almost hopeless trying to stop it. Sometimes it would wipe out whole cities or whole sections of a city. And so the nuns went into the chapel, and they began praying to our Blessed Mother before this statue of Our Lady for prompt help, because they needed help right now. And you know what happened? The fire just completely stopped where it was and didn't spread any farther in the city and didn't do very much damage, even though it threatened to do a tremendous amount of damage. And then the next miracle, the one that is especially, that Our Lady under this title is especially known for, occurred as part of the War of 1812. And the War of 1812 was between the United States, a very young country at that time, and England. And somehow England didn't get the message from the Revolutionary War. And so England still had the idea that the colonies were still under England. Even though they had declared independence and the colonies had won the Revolutionary War, they still really belonged under England. And so what happened is English naval ships would go up to American merchant ships that were traveling to Europe for trade, and they would just board the ships and take sailors and say, you're going to fight on our ship. You're going to be part of us. So they were taking away American sailors because they felt they had a right to do so. And this led to a war, the War of 1812. And the war lasted about 2 years. And what is interesting is the Battle of New Orleans was on January the 8th, 1815, and the peace treaty to end the war, which is basically the war ended in a stalemate, more or less, but the peace treaty was signed a few days earlier. But in those days, messages didn't travel so quickly. They didn't have telephones and radio and television and all of this. So the little American contingent of soldiers in New Orleans under General Jackson hadn't heard that the war was over. And neither had the British forces that were trying to take the city. So they came up the Mississippi River to the city and started this battle. Now, the British forces were much more numerous, and they were veteran fighters. They were trained in war. The American force was small, and it was what we might call a ragtag army. And the victory over the British forces on January 8th, and today's the octave day of that victory, in 1815. And what is interesting is that the general, General Jackson, who was not a Catholic, attributed the victory to the nuns' prayers and to the power of Our Lady and Our Lady's intercession. So it's a very interesting title of Our Lady because of the history behind it for our country, but even more so because of what the title means. And what the title does mean is that when we pray to Our Lady, she doesn't just wait and answer our prayers down the road. If it is an urgent need, and if we pray as we should, then Our Lady helps us immediately. She is a lady of prompt succor, of prompt assistance for all of those who turn to her. We never pray to Our Lady when she doesn't hear us. And the only reason that we wouldn't obtain the answer to our prayers is because maybe we don't pray as we should, as devoutly as we should, as perseveringly as we should. But if we pray with the right dispositions, Our Lady always hears our prayers and promptly comes to our assistance. Our Lady of Prompt Succor, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.